This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
We'll begin with the weather. Snow-weary residents have plowed and shoveled for days in parts of the Great Lakes region. In the east, they've been seeing colder than usual temperatures this time of the year. It's a chilly 30 degrees in Washington this morning. President Biden's in Angola. The AP's Karen Shamas.
President Joe Biden is using his first visit to Angola by a U.S. president to promote hefty U.S. investment in the country. The president will also visit a slavery museum where he'll acknowledge how the trafficking of human beings once links the two nations' economies. A centerpiece of his trip is highlighting the U.S. commitment of $3 billion to the Lobito Corridor, a railway redevelopment linking Zambia, Congo, and Angola that is meant to make it far easier to move raw materials around the continent and for export. With additional financing from the European Union and the Group of Seven, among others, the project is an effort to counter China's heavy influence in sub-Saharan Africa. I'm Karen Shamas.
Some Democrats are among the angry lawmakers reacting to President Biden pardoning his son Hunter on felony gun and tax convictions. The AP's Sagar Magani.
The move's being bashed on both sides of the aisle, from Arizona Democratic Congressman Greg Stanton, who says this was not politically motivated. This was a man convicted by a jury of his peers, to President-elect Trump, who calls the pardon a miscarriage of justice. Some Democrats worry it will now be harder to take on Trump, who has argued his own legal troubles were due to a politically motivated justice system unfairly targeting him.
President-elect Trump says he will be at the reopening festivities for Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris this weekend. China is banning exports to the U.S. of some key materials after the U.S. curbed computer chip-related exports. This is AP News. Now to California and Donald Trump.
California Governor Gavin Newsom and state lawmakers have convened a special legislative session aimed at protecting the state's progressive policies ahead of another Trump presidency. The president-elect often depicts California as representing all he sees wrong in America, including the large number of immigrants in the U.S. illegally. At a rally outside the state capitol, Salvador Sarmiento of the National Day Laborer Organizing Network.
We remember what it means. It means babies, children crying about separated families. We remember all of this, but we also know that there is a lot that our state leaders, our legislators, and our governor can do to thwart Trump's deportation agenda.
Newsom maintains he wants to see Trump succeed, but in serving all Americans, and vows the state will take legal action when lives are threatened and rights and freedoms targeted. I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.